This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 324, Writing Task 2 Conclusions, keeping it short and sweet.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show. In today's episode, you'll learn the perfect structure to end your essay in the most cohesive and coherent way. You'll be surprised at just how easy it is. What's going on, Jessica? How are you feeling about concluding the week? Today's Friday. How are you feeling about that?
Good. You know, I don't know. Actually, I don't really have like weeks and weekends. My time is just all kind of the same. It really is. I think the only thing that marks the weekend for me is that James doesn't have school. I mean, which is huge, but I still manage to like get some work done. And even during the week, James and I do lots of activities. We have lots of play dates. And so it's just kind of more the same, but fun stuff on the weekends.
Well, that's a good thing. I mean, it's good. I don't like the lifestyle where like you dread the week and you live for the weekend. You know, everybody's working for the weekend. I don't like that mentality.
Working for the weekend.
Yeah, right.
If you don't recognize the song, you guys should look it up. Go on YouTube. It's like a quintessential 80s song.
The 80s were awesome. Yeah, it's very true. So there's no separation between life and work and it's all good. But when it comes to the IELTS exam, on the other hand, Jessica, do we need a separation between our paragraphs? Do we need a clear conclusion?
Way to bring it back. Way to bring it back, Lindsay. You are a pro. So
I know.
If you haven't guessed it, guys, today we're talking about the conclusion of a writing task to essay. So for all you listeners, remember, it doesn't matter if you are an academic or a general candidate. The task two is the same structure. The essay is the same. So the conclusion, guys, short and sweet. Let me tell you my favorite essay analogy here. Okay, so think about your essays like this, guys. Think about them like they are a hamburger. So the introduction and the conclusion, that's the bread, right? It's general, it's boring, it's only there to hold together the good, tasty stuff. The good, tasty stuff is all of your specific, awesome ideas in the body, okay? Like the body paragraphs, that's the meat, the sauce, the veg. Yeah. The conclusion and the introduction are general and I don't want to say they're boring because that's misleading. They're not boring. Yeah.
They're general.
They're general. Okay. So in the conclusion, guys, rule number one, do not introduce any new details or main ideas in the conclusion. That is not the place for new ideas. All of your ideas, specific stuff goes in the body.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. So what goes in the conclusion, Jessica?
So the conclusion is super short. Remember, guys, this is only 250 words, okay? It's a short essay. So the conclusion is the shortest paragraph of all. All of the, like the real stuff you're graded on. You're graded on your ability to communicate clearly, right? Like in essence. Mm-hmm. And we accomplish that in the body. So the conclusion is just there to wrap it up nicely. Just for that cohesion, coherent score. Just to wrap it up nicely. So only two sentences. And in the first sentence, you rephrase your opinion. And then in the second sentence, you give your opinion on the future of the topic. Okay, that's it. You don't need to do anything else. You don't need to, I mean, I've heard teachers tell people like summarize all your main points or something like that. That's for, you know, summarizing your main points. That's for a long essay in which I will forget some of your main points. So you must remind me at the end.
Yeah.
Like, it's so short. I just read them. You don't need to tell me again.
Yeah, that advice is probably, again, coming. I know I talk about this all the time, but the advice is probably coming from a more academic tutor who doesn't know right. the exam, guys. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And as I've admitted on this show, when I first started teaching IELTS,
yeah.
I was coming from an academic writing background, and mm-hmm. I told my students to do that. Like, I'm really sorry if anybody out there had me in my first couple years of teaching IELTS, because, you know, I made those mistakes. But having gone through that process and come out the other side with such intimate knowledge of the exam, at least I can look back and say, like, okay, I know what teachers are doing, and I can tell you when they're wrong.
that's fair enough. Like, we grow as teachers in the same way that our students grow when they go through our 30 or 60 day study plan, right? You guys grow. Nobody is born comes out of the womb with the IELTS knowledge how to get a 7 or higher on IELTS, so that's so okay.
Nobody comes out of the womb. I don't know if we've said that sentence on the show before.
Come the womb.
Out the womb with IELTS knowledge. That is the truth. So, you know, we talk about how one of the common topics on the exam is nature versus nurture, right? So IELTS isn't natural. Knowledge of the test is not natural. You have to be nurtured
That's right.
by an IELTS professional.
Guys, if you want to stop guessing the right way to prepare for the IELTS exam, and if you want a daily study plan that shows you exactly what to do, including strategies that get you that 7 or higher, then you need the 3 Keys IELTS Success System. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to get started with day one of your study plan today. See you there.
Okay, so we should give you guys an example of what we're talking about. What does a conclusion sound like? Right. So let's take an easy question. The advantages of studying abroad outweigh the disadvantages? To what extent do you agree or disagree with this opinion? So obviously I think that the advantages outweigh the disadvantages. So just to remind you guys of the overall structure for task two, okay? In the introduction, I give history of the topic, introduce both sides, give a thesis statement. And then in the body, paragraph two, I'll talk about the disadvantages of studying abroad, because that's not my opinion. And then paragraph three, I talk about my opinion, the advantages of studying abroad. So in the conclusion, I would say, in sum, guys, just don't say in conclusion. Just don't even say that because it's boring. So in sum, I feel, or in sum, to my mind, the benefits of learning outside one's country far exceed the drawbacks of doing so. In the future, I hope every college student has the opportunity to travel to foreign lands. Something like that.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So you summarized your perspective and then you've said something about the future.
Yeah. So this is why I love this, my ideas of the four paragraph essay so much, because it's cohesive. It's short and sweet. Like I said, in the first sentence, you introduce the topic by giving the history of the topic. Like studying abroad has been an available option for students for 50 years or whatever. So it's general, giving the history. And so that's why I think it's a nice way to conclude the essay by talking about the future of the topic. Like, we start with the history and then we talk about the present, and then we end with the future. It's just, I don't know, it's cohesive. It's logical. It makes sense.
Yeah. And I think that our this is probably a topic for another day, Jessica. But in terms of the history, I think that might throw some students off. We might freak out. And the idea of history, well, what if I don't know the history, right? And I think we could do a whole nother episode talking about how to talk about that.
Oh, I'm going to write that down right now. We are going to do that. And guys, for those of you in our course, you will recognize the structure and you hopefully will be very familiar with the templates that are provided in the course. For the students in our course, they have this guide, this template, but they also get model essays following this. They also get the exact transition words and linking phrases to introduce introduce every element that I just spoke of. So there are correct and incorrect ways to link all of these ideas. It's not, you can't just throw these ideas out, right? They have to be mm-hmm. phrased and introduced yeah. in certain ways to meet the 7 or higher requirement. So guys, if you are a student in our course, rest assured you have all the tools you need. So review those practice exercises and follow those templates.
Love it. Very good. And we're going to go into that history topic very soon, guys. Probably next week we'll cover that. So don't worry if you've been a little bit thrown off by that. We will get back to it. We'll make sure you know what you need. But to really get the in-depth skills that you do need and get a step-by-step daily study plan, guys, to organize your time, you go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and get in now. Get into the Facebook yes. group. Ask a question. Introduce yourself.
Yes, yes. We love meeting our students and we love answering questions.
I know. I love it too. It's awesome. All right, Jessica, this has been fun. So enjoy your weekend.
I will. You too.
Thanks. It'll be fun. Should be good. All right, cool.
All right, sounds good. See you Monday.
All right, talk to you soon.
All right, bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.